This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You want the news? I am going to give you the news. That's my job. I want to apologize. I'm a little discombobulated today because for some reason, over the last couple days, all my computers have this new update. Did you guys get this too? Where all of a sudden you didn't even ask and your computer updated, and now there's a Corina that keeps asking me to ask her anything, and I want my old computer back. I have no passwords. I've had to re-put everything in. I couldn't find Google Chrome. Google Chrome was completely gone, and it's all blue. I don't know what to do with all blue. It says Toshiba. My computer says Toshiba. I don't have a Toshiba. I have maybe I do. Oh, I guess I have a Toshiba. I have a Samsung monitor and a Toshiba base. That's probably what's going on. No wonder I need Karina. Well, anyway, everything is completely missing from my computer, so I apologize for being completely discombobulated. This is very, very frustrating. But, you know, another thing that's been frustrating is practicing medicine. And I made an announcement this weekend, and I think you all have heard it coming, that I have decided to close my practice. And I'm not going to be practicing medicine anymore. And this is really humbling to say because one is, I mean, I love my patients. My patients, I mean, I can't tell you how wonderful they are. And for them to entrust me with their health, you know, throughout various times of their life throughout the years, I've been just so honored that they would choose me. I mean, especially with the grades I got in medical school. I'm like, really, Joe, can I get good grades? So I was blown away. I'm eating crow right now. I have been on air for years, ever since the Affordable Health Care Act, swearing up one side, the radio station down the other, that I am not going to give in and I am not going to become a casualty of Obamacare. And I knew the system was going to squeeze me and squeeze me and squeeze me. And I got to thank the insurance companies out there for being as awesome as they could possibly be. And I'm not meaning this facetiously. A lot of insurance companies were canceling doctors because of the changes and a lot of issues, but they kept me on. And so, you know, I was still able to see a lot of my patients, and the insurance companies didn't narrow down their supply of doctors and on my behalf. So it was I was very appreciative that they still kept me on the list and you know, despite all the changes. But doesn't make any more sense. You know, without a lawsuit, my malpractice is still, what, 25 grand a year? What I am getting paid from the insurance is less and less. Most people have high deductibles. So I got to figure out how to pay my staff. I got to figure out how to pay the building. I got to figure out how to pay the insurance. And it just doesn't make sense anymore. And I have tried to fight it. And you know, I when I make promises, I want to keep them. But this is a promise I just couldn't keep. And I vowed to not let Obamacare push me out. And they did. They did. So as of this week, we are transferring our patients to a new medical office. And in exciting news, I have been offered a job. I know. Okay, remember I said I was going to be teaching? Well, that's it. I know this is so exciting. I just hope I don't get fired. I am going to be the director of community outreach. All right. at Toro University, as well as assistant professor. I'm going to be overseeing physician assistants. I'm going to be overseeing baby doctors. They're going to be little baby doctors. And I am going to be the mama doctor. And I am going to be nurturing these little baby doctors into puberty and then off into adulthood. I get to be mama doctor. I can't wait. I can't wait. I get to be mama doctor. Oh, these little baby doctors are so cute. Have you guys ever seen a baby doctor? Oh, the baby doctors are so cute. They're in the little white coats, and they got their stethoscope, and then, you know, and oh my gosh. I mean, you know, for years I've been asking you guys to listen to my show and to listen to me, and I can't get you guys to listen. But now I have a captive audience because these students will get fired if they don't listen to me. I mean, this is amazing. So I'm going to be an assistant professor and then director of community outreach. I'm amazed. I am so grateful to Toro University. They have a medical school in Nevada, California, all over, actually. And for them to choose me to teach, wow. I know. I'm so excited. Well, okay, good point. I don't think they've asked for my transcript when I was a medical student. I was thinking about that because, you know, to get the job, are they going to want to know what my grades were like in medical school? I mean, that Krebs cycle in biochem was a real witch. I mean, that was a tough thing to conquer. But I don't have to teach the Krebs cycle. You know what I get to do as a professor? If I don't know anything about the Krebs cycle, I'll be like, you want to know who is phenomenal at teaching the Krebs cycle? It's Dr. Smith. Let's get Dr. Smith, because his way of teaching this is beyond anything I could do. Dr. Smith, yay, Dr. Smith. I used to do that in medical school myself. Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, can you please explain the different layers of the epidermis, including your pseudostratified columnar epithelium? I go, I can. But if you really want to hear a mean dissertation on pseudostratified columnar epithelium, ask Jeff. Jeff is really good. Yeah, and Dr. Jeff Litzinger, who practices pediatric psychiatry, he'd be like, huh, what, huh? I'm like, you're going to explain to us all the different layers of skin. He's like, the heck I am. So I got away with that in medical school. If they find out, I could be in trouble. But I got to tell you, I mean, I'm nervous. I mean, I've been afraid that I could get fired from my radio job. Now I have another job that I could possibly get fired from. I mean, it's really, really difficult to be in a situation where I could be fired at any time from anybody. I'm really nervous. And you know, when you teach, it's a pay drop. I mean, I know, but I got to tell you, I feel the stress and just leave. I feel the stress leave. As long as I know all my patients are tucked in, as long as I know my staff have employment with them and nobody has to, you know, be disrupted with what they're doing. Dr. Corey, my husband, is still going to practice. He doesn't have to now practice with me in the same office. So he's doing the dance. He's like dancing. I see him walk around the hall. He's like so happy. I'm like, wait, you didn't want to work with me? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I'm the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I don't know what the heck just happened to my computer. I can't even type on it now. I'm trying to type in my password, SexyDoc1, and it won't do it unless it knows I'm not sexy. I don't know. It won't type. I got to tell you, whatever, these new updates, stop it. Microsoft, Apple, whoever you are, on my Toshiba and Samsung combo hybrid, please stop, because it's a mess. Anyway, what isn't a mess are my listeners and their phone calls. So let's go to the phone lines and hear what you have to ask. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I'm listening to your show, and I heard a commercial about oxygenation, and that's my question. I'm 59, and I am very tired all the time. I get enough sleep. I don't have low testosterone, but I am just exhausted. I'm just wondering if some kind of oxygen therapy, other than like a sleep apnea type therapy, maybe just breathing some fresh oxygen in the morning, or if these oxygenation pills that I just heard in a commercial on your show have any validity. Any advice would be appreciated. My name's Ron in Las Vegas. Thank you.
Woohoo, Las Vegas. All right. Sounds like he called a few days ago. I wish I could talk to you live. I don't know of any oxygen pills advertising on my show. I don't endorse any oxygen pills, but my guess is it could have been a particular station or whatever that was advertising them. I will talk to you about oxygen supplements, but right now the only way to get oxygen is to breathe in it. So you can't take oxygen in pill form. But if I could find out what that product is, I could then maybe get an idea what they're recommending because again, you can't get oxygen in a pill. I mean, oxygen has to be in a storage tank. I mean, it's flammable. It's a very, very delicate molecule. So, it's not supposed to be anything that's supposed to, that you could imbibe or ingest. A lot of us, we could imbibe in, carbon dioxide. And that as like in soda pop, and I guess maybe there's a little oxygen in that, but I don't think any of us can claim that we feel better drinking soda pop. So it was good that you mentioned your testosterone, because I would have asked how's your testosterone. If you're also fatigued and tired all the time, I would be asking about your thyroid status. So I'd want your thyroid looked at. I'd also want your blood count looked at to look at anemia. That's important. But I got to tell you, in terms of, you know, getting straight oxygen, I have been a fan of that. As long as you don't have a lung disorder, a severe lung disorder, where sometimes giving yourself oxygen could mess up your respiratory drive. It has to be titrated very carefully. And as long as, of course, there's no smokers in the house, I think it would be phenomenal to incorporate into our daily regimen some oxygen, some 2-liter nasal cannula breathing session. You know, these oxygen bars that you see in airports and you see in malls, I'm not that critical of them because, I mean, it's oxygen. At least it's not, you know, an illegal drug. And again, I am concerned about sanitation and how they're cleaning out the you know, the tubes, if they're giving you you know, disposable tubes for you to breathe in your oxygen, and how they you know, maintain the pressurized settings and their, I mean, I would, yeah, I mean, again, because oxygen is it's like a medicine. Okay, you know, so I'd want to make sure that it was administered appropriately. But I got to tell you, I like the idea of people getting oxygen. And one prediction I've had all these years is people that don't know if they have sleep apnea needs to get that checked. Because my guess is many of us have sleep apnea. And there's a couple different types. One is obstructive, where we block air going to the back of our throat, and so we don't breathe in our nose, our mouths are open, the tongue falls back, we have too much weight, we sleep on our backs, so we're just not getting enough oxygen. And then the other is where you just stop breathing in your sleep from a central mechanism with the brain and your respiratory system. And sleep apnea can be very, very deadly. And I believe that the reason why we see so much dementia and even possibly Alzheimer's is from undiagnosed sleep apnea. Or even if we don't have full-blown apneic episodes, which means we stop breathing, then what if our oxygenation is dropping at night? And most of the time it does. Our oxygenation will drop when we sleep. And then as soon as we walk around and we talk and we jump around and we're up during the day, that's when our oxygenation increases. So why not sleep with oxygen at night? I think it's a brilliant idea. And it's a very cheap thing to test. So you could ask your doctor to see if you qualify for oxygen therapy, as long as you don't have any contraindications or there's no smokers around in the house, there's no fire hazards. Maybe he could try that with you, or she. And I think it's a great idea. Now, oxygen pills, the one thing I'm wondering, because I'm just fixated on this, who would be advertising oxygen pills? I'm wondering if it's supposed to be something very similar to erythropoietin. Remember the Lance Armstrong drug? Okay, Lance Armstrong took in erythropoietin. And erythropoietin will help accentuate what your red blood cells could do. And so when somebody says, quote, oxygen in a pill or oxygenation pills, which would be illegal, you know, in terms of in the sports arena because it's sports doping, if it allows your red blood cells to work better or enhance the production of red blood cells so it drives more oxygen to your system, that's something that many hematologists will use for people that have severe anemia or they lack the ability to transmit oxygen properly. So erythropoietin, again, nothing that I think would be sold in pill form. But now there's another substance I looked up. It's called FG4592ASP1517. It's a compound that they say could increase an individual's red blood cell count. Now, remember, your red blood cells are what transports oxygen to your body. So that's why they call it oxygen in a pill. It, I guess, works on the genetic level to allow your body's natural red blood cell production to function more efficiently, according to a press quote from FibroGen. It is a, quote, an inhibitor of hypoxia-inducible factor, HIV prolyl hydroxylase. All right? Does that clarify things? Exactly. All right? It's a prolyl hydroxylase. And so I guess I don't know. All right. Sorry. Okay, so they say researchers have recently come to realize, yeah, I have to read this, the importance of mediators involved in the body's response to hypoxia and the production of red blood cells. The mediators are known as these hypoxia-inducible factors. It's a transcription factor, which basically, you know, kick things into gear. So, for example, if your body realizes, wait a second, something's not right, this will kick into gear to help improve and increase more red blood cells. Now, I don't know much about it. I don't know if it's FDA approved. I don't know if it's on the market. But I think one of the newer ways to address fatigue in sports and lack of energy in children is going to be looking at the oxygenation, looking at how to improve their oxygenation. Now, keep in mind, we're also living in cities with more and more pollution. So there's going to be an increased demand that the air you get to be more natural and more pure. And we've talked about how pollution has been linked to heart disease, has been linked to cancer, et cetera. So, it's going to be interesting. I'd like to, any of these oxygen in a pill forms, I'd like to read up and see exactly what they're doing, what they're recommending. Now, increasing iron in your diet, I don't want you, not if you're a hereditary hemochromatosis patient where you have iron deposition, I wouldn't recommend this. But if you tend towards anemia, increasing iron in your diet or taking iron supplementation can technically increase oxygenation indirectly. So, you know, maybe some of these supplements have iron. I'm wondering if that's what's going on. So to get back to the what you're talking about, if you're tired all the time, get a sleep apnea test, find out what's going on to see if your oxygen is plummeting when you sleep, because oxygenation or CPAP would help. Make sure you're getting your blood work done. And then I'd also look at your medications. Some of your medications could be making you tired. And if you're starting to get, sleepy and dragged, some antidepressants could make you tired. This is allergy season. So many of you are complaining that you're fatigued. Well, of course, you're taking Benadryl in the morning. Of course, it's going to make you fatigued. Keep me posted. I appreciate you calling 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
See?
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, whew, sorry. All right, so good. You know what? Having one computer down while the other computer's up, it's like not having ice. You know, I don't want to relate it to a medical condition, but it's very, very frustrating. So I want to apologize if I sound like I'm moving my head a lot because I'm expecting my main computer to be up. Always having computer issues. It's so frustrating. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. At least those are working. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
My comment is,
I'm 55 years old, and I have another child 5 years ago. And when that child was born, it seemed that my sexual desires towards my wife diminished. It had nothing to do with her appearance or anything. I just felt kind of like I didn't want to have sex again with the new child in the house. And I was wondering if that was something that happens a lot or is that a rare occurrence? Thank you.
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay. So for women, and I wish I could talk to you live. I know you left your message on the answer line. You know, for women, it's very, very common after having a baby where the sex drive just drops. It has nothing to do with your husband. It's a defense mechanism for women because they're supposed to be rearing the baby. They're supposed to be active. They're supposed to be making milk. They're supposed to be bonding. And so many times sex drive drops immediately after having a baby or around that time. Then all of a sudden baby starts to get a little older and then the baby feelings start to come and you're like, okay, well, I've got to have another one. All right. You know, this is my time. Because after a certain period of time, then sometimes you don't get back to it. So for women, there's a lot of reasons for that. For male, that's interesting. Okay? I'm wondering if it's more common and you just are the only one that has the guts to admit it. If I asked my husband, did his sex drive drop as soon as I gave birth or as soon as I had a baby, you know, his answer would probably say, well, you've never really turned me on. So I'd say no change. You're very honest. So, wanted her, and then all of a sudden, you don't anymore. Well, a few things could happen. Okay, one is, you might have witnessed the birth. Were you in the room when it happened? Remember in the olden days, guys weren't allowed in the room? Now all of a sudden, dads have to come. And you dads don't even want to go. I know you dads don't want to be in the room. You want to be watching the game in the waiting room. You guys are missing football, or you're missing March Madness, or you're missing something. And here you are. You could be in the waiting room having coffee, whatever. And no, you need to be in the delivery room with your lady screaming, squeezing your hand till the bones break, and going, look, 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 watch. And you don't want to pass out in front of everybody. That's the last place you guys never want to be in the delivery room. Okay? And they won't admit it. I'm giving you a forum to admit it. Okay? Guys don't want to be there. Another thing is guys don't want to see their wife go through that. All right? Or their girlfriend. It is a turnoff. You can't look at her the same after you see that. Okay? A lot of times we women poop when we give birth. A lot of times we tear. Seeing a woman's privates tear in the middle of labor, that's a big turnoff. So I'm not surprised that's happening. Now, men, and again, I'm not trying to stereotype, but your memories don't seem to last as long as women. Okay? I will remember everything my husband said and his mother said, okay, until the day I die. Okay, Alzheimer's or not, I'm going to remember those pieces. Yet, men a lot of times, they'll, forget, going, oh, you know what? Nah, it wasn't a bad sexual experience. We can have sex again. So for you to maintain and continue, because one question I have for you is how old is baby? You know, how long are we looking? Are we talking 12 hours old is the baby? Are we talking 12 months now? Then the next thing is the emotional connection. You start to lose the emotional connection very early on with mama. It happens all the time. Many men feel left out because right now, rather than you being the love of her life and the most important thing on this earth, and remember, you fought for years to displace her mother for that role, right? Okay, now you are finally, I don't know how long it took, you finally get into the position, and you now have been appointed to the love of their life, where the world revolves around you, and all of a sudden now there's a baby. And women will choose the baby over daddy time and time again, and you know that. And that's very distressful. You know, you've been doted upon, you've been whatever, and now there's baby, and a lot of dads feel jealousy for the baby. Many dads will not bond with the baby, and they're embarrassed to admit that. They feel guilty. And this is something I, as a doctor, have had to talk to patients about and go, look, it's okay. Another thing, too, is daddy didn't really bond with the baby. Well, remember one of my listeners had written going, she's really concerned because her husband isn't excited about the baby coming, is really indifferent, apathetic, and she's nervous that she married the wrong person. And I go, well, of course. How are they supposed to bond with something in your uterus? All right? It's not palpable. It's not, you know, you're running around, you're going to the bathroom, you're taking that fetus with you, you're feeling the kicks. He doesn't. All he knows is there's going to be big, big bills, and now he's going to be responsible for another baby, and he's worried if he's going to do a good job, and he, you know, so for guys, even though it is in their best interest to propagate and have progeny, they don't initially have the same feelings like mommies will. So don't blame guys. All right. So now, all right. So, you know, you're starting to lose the connection. She's spending all the time with the baby. You're not sleeping well. One cause for loss of sex drive is not sleeping well. So if the baby's waking you up when it wakes mom up, or if mom's like, look, you got to take some shifts. No, you're not really going to be in the lovey-dovey mood. And then, you know, keep in mind, there's a little bit of post-traumatic stress disorder with all this that nobody ever explains. Okay? You just went through seeing your wife give birth, which was like predator scene, okay? So that's all like, okay, so you already have that image in your mind. Then you have all the economic and now mother-in-law's coming and the whole family now, the whole household is all shifted and chaotic. Then you have mom not even paying attention to you. You think you want to do that again? So your sex drive drops. Because it's not in your evolutionary best interest to make another baby. So what you need to do is get your house in order. You need to get things in order, and then your sex drive will come back. Of course, make sure your testosterone is good. Make sure your thyroid's good. Make sure there's no anemia. Make sure you're getting good sleep. You know, from a medical standpoint, you want to make sure that's all fine. But you need to get your house in order. My guess, and this is my psychology training, is you don't feel adequate, not from a sexual standpoint, but from an economic standpoint and from a social hierarchy in the house standpoint. And if you can't get your alpha male back on, you won't feel alpha. You know, we rented the movie. We did a staycation at Caesar's Palace, which, by the way, was awesome. And if you guys need a great place to eat when you come to Vegas, go to Searsucker. There's a restaurant called Searsucker at Caesar's Palace. Chef Caesar was the one that took care of us. And, wow, his crew, phenomenal. Phenomenal restaurant. Tammy waited on us. Great, great restaurant. Check it out, etc. Anyway, so we rented a movie, That Daddy's Home. And it was the one with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. And I'm not going to ruin the movie for you because I know a lot of you still haven't seen it, okay? But they talked about virility and how other men being around sometimes helps increase that. You need to get your home in order. You need to get your hierarchy situated. And I bet that sex drive will come right back, especially if you love her. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, there's a lawsuit claiming Old Spice deodorant caused chemical burns. Apparently, a class action lawsuit filed earlier this month in the U.S. District Court in Columbus. Multiple men allege Procter & Gamble's Old Spice deodorant left them with severe skin reactions, including rashes and chemical burns. The suit seeks more than $5 million in damages, claiming that 13 Old Spice products affected hundreds, if not thousands, of consumers. The products include Old Spice Lion Pride and Arctic Force High Endurance deodorants. I don't know, anything called Arctic Force High Endurance, to me, I would probably think that that would cause frostbite, or if it's, you know, for high endurance men, that's probably some pretty drying out stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if something like that is strong enough to burn the skin. It shouldn't. These products shouldn't, but, you know, wow. High endurance. Rodney Colley of Alexandria, Virginia, filed the suit after he suffered rashes and burns after only a few uses of the Old Spice deodorant. And you take a look, and you see a ring around the underarm where the hair is. It doesn't seem that bad, but you see a skin reaction all around. They say multiple people who've claimed to suffer the same reaction have posted photos on social media and videos to YouTube. The court papers say indeed the problem is rampant, and rather than acknowledge a serious issue, defendant is concealing it in order to continue selling the product and reaping windfall profits, according to court papers. Procter & Gamble spokesman Damon Jones told Cincinnati.com that the products are safe to use and that the problems are a small number of consumers that are experiencing skin reactions and non-chemical burns. These are not exclusive to Old Spice. They say we go to great lengths to ensure our products are safe to use, and tens of millions of men use this product with confidence and without incidents every year. A small number of men may experience irritation due to alcohol sensitivity. Alcohol is a drying agent. And for those of us where our hands start getting red and peely and stuff, I usually say avoid hand sanitizers because the alcohol can be very irritated. Plus, alcohol also can be in a lot of soaps, a lot of your soaps that are antimicrobial, so I would say be careful with that. They say for men who experience a reaction to a deodorant, an antiperspirant may be a better option because they have a different formulation. Now, looking at this one picture of the gentleman, it almost looks like he has a yeast infection. Many of you guys will get very, very red areas under your arm and very similar to the groin. And we use a combination of antifungal and sometimes a steroid to decrease the inflammation. I don't like to use steroids for fungal infections, but for some of them, I really like this tube called Mycolog 2. It's a cream that has an antifungal and a cortisone cream to it, a corticosteroid. And I usually use something like that. And many men get these reactions under their arm from sweat alone. And so one concern I would have is how do you prove the deodorant did it? Because I see these things with men all the time. Now, I haven't asked which deodorant did they use because you would think, well, maybe a deodorant could, you know, make them predisposed for that, to that. But we'll keep you posted. That's interesting. All right. A deal has been reached to raise California minimum wage to $15 an hour. California legislatures and labor unions have reached a tentative agreement that will take the state's minimum wage from $10 an hour to $15 an hour, which is going to be the largest statewide minimum in the nation by far. Now, according to Democratic State Senator Mark Lino from San Francisco, he said everyone's been operating in good faith, and we hope it will get through the legislature. If an agreement is finalized, it will go before the legislature as part of his minimum wage bill that stalled last year. If the legislature approves a minimum wage package, it would avoid taking the issue to the ballot. One union-backed initiative has already qualified for the ballot, and a second competing measure is also trying to qualify. Now, the LA Times reported the deal, and the wage would rise to $10.50 in 2017, $11 an hour in 2018, and $1 per year to take it to the $15 by 2022. By the way, by the time we hit 2022, I bet you the $15 won't be enough. Businesses with fewer than 25 employees will have an extra year to comply. Now, already at $10 an hour, California is one of the highest minimum wages in the nation. Along with Massachusetts, only Washington, D.C. is higher at $10.50 per hour. Also, living in Washington, D.C., very expensive. The hike to $15 would make it the highest statewide wage in the nation by far. And a lot of states are already looking at wage increases, et cetera. So I think this is something, and we've talked about this a lot, where it's something that had to be done. I mean, you know, your copay for your medications, your deductibles, your housing, your gas, eating out. I mean, you decide to eat out, and you're already dropping $70, you know, for a family of four. You know, every now and then, my husband and I would like to take the kids to a breakfast place. Make sure you have $60 in your pocket. $60 for breakfast by the time everything is said and done. And we order water. We do. Guys, water. Just drink water. Water. So, it was a matter of time that we would have to raise minimum wage. And I think the minimum wage, I don't think anybody could live on $7 an hour. Absolutely not. However, what is going to be extremely concerning is if this is what's going to catapult the mass unemployment as people are going to be displaced by machines and computers. If you wanted to invest in any company right now, it would be a company that helps companies save money by hiring less staff, because that is right now on everybody's mind in California and across the nation. How do we get by with less staff to get the job done? Because staff is very expensive. And this is unfortunate. If I was president, I would incentivize right now people to hire. I would be giving them the biggest tax breaks I could find. For every employee you have, we will give you a tax break. Because think about it. If you're employing them and that person's paying taxes, that person now has money to put into the economy and they're paying taxes. So that's what I would do. If you hire, or that's another thing, okay, your business will be tax exempt if you hire more than 100 employees. Come up with something like that. But I'm going to tell you right now, especially with this minimum wage hike, whew, there is going to be a lot of displacement. And we're going to have a lot of unfortunate people out of work. Hopefully the ones that get the job will get to make the $15 an hour. But it's going to be at the cost of a lot of people losing their jobs. And this was going to happen no matter what. You know, saying you don't pass it, you're not going to pass the federal minimum wage. Whoever gets into office is going to say, look, guys, federal minimum wage is going to be 15, so it's going to be raised anyway. And you'll see in a few years' time, unemployment is going to be through the roof, if not already. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was a study saying that cancer patients who choose to die at home aren't dying earlier. They actually live longer. This was a study out of Japan. The findings suggest that doctors should hesitate to allow dying cancer patients to receive palliative care at home. Oh, they should not hesitate. Good. Now, it does not, palliative care doesn't try to cure somebody, but it helps them with pain. It helps them be around people they love, and it's a nice way to leave this earth and go on to the next life. So the study looked at 1,600 patients who died in hospitals and almost 500 died at home, and they found that those who spent their last days at home lived considerably longer. The study results appear in the March 28th online issue of the journal Cancer, which is published by the American Cancer Society. Patients, families, and clinicians should be reassured that good home hospice care does not shorten patient life and even may achieve longer survival. So, palliative care. Something that we need to talk about. I just saw House of Cards. There's going to be a scene. Okay, I don't want to blow it for you. Okay, with Claire's mama. And it was very, very interesting how they did that. I just can't say anything. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall?
There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's buysellmakeoffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because buysellmakeoffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, buysellmakeoffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. Buysellmakeoffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews.